1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The autism rate rises to 3% of children in a CDC study. CBS's Alexander Tin with the latest.
The CDC study tracking rates of autism in 16 communities around the country now estimates that prevalence has climbed to 1 out of 31 kids in 2022. That's up from 1 in 36 kids from the last release through 2020. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has described the new data as an alarming increase in the autism epidemic. That's different from Kennedy's own health officials and outside experts, who say that the new results may simply reflect ongoing improvements in screening for autism.
The judge scolds the Justice Department over its handling of the Kilmara Brego Garcia case. Feds have not shown that they have facilitated his return from a Salvadoran prison as ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court. CBS's Lori Levinson points out
she's not yet at the stage of contempt, but that could come once she finds out the answers to the questions. So she's going to let Garcia's lawyers question members of the administration, the lawyers, and those who signed the affidavit to find out what is actually happening in the Garcia case.
Garcia was deported despite a 2019 court order which forbid immigration authorities from sending him to his home country of El Salvador. Harvard defies the Trump administration's demands for federal oversight. So the government freezes more than $2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts to the university. Now President Trump is threatening to strip Harvard University's tax-exempt status if it refuses to submit to government oversight. John Fansmith is with the American Council on Education.
Arbitrarily cutting off the kind of funding that helps low-income students, that helps scientific researchers, because they disagree with the views of a campus leadership or certain members of that campus community is contrary to the law. It is clearly illegal.
Three of the four victims are shot at a Dallas, Texas high school, and the fire department says they have injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. It happened at Wilmer Hutchins High School, and the suspect is not in custody. More Americans are experiencing very long waits in hospital ERs.
The data show one in six visits to the emergency department in 2022 that resulted in hospital admission had a wait of 4 or more hours.
The patients that we see who are sick and they need to stay overnight in the hospital don't have anywhere to go because the hospitals are chronically full.
Dr. Allison Haddock is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to figure out ways to incentivize our healthcare system to not do this because it's certainly bad for everyone involved. It's bad for patients. It's bad for healthcare workers.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1, their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics, and a group should be the same way.
That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday, warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday, and becoming breezy, high temperatures well into the 60s.
Currently it's 37.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Karagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Speaking of which, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Haley, we talk about this a lot with our guests, and we have kind of a daunting job. We have daily, we have to keep in touch with what's going on nationally and locally, you know, and we have kind of a daunting job too. And it's interesting, before we get our guest, Ruth Anna Buffalo on and Angie Big of Big Guitars, we should talk a little bit about how we can kind of, because I feel run down today, and I told you that I wasn't feeling that well, and that you had to do the show yourself, but that didn't work too well. But, you know, what are we doing to, you know, take care of ourselves?
Yeah, well, thanks for mentioning that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I know we're going to have Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, Ruth Anna Buffalo, on with us, and I'm sure she can speak on some of the resources and programming they do to help out with that. As I mentioned before, the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition is another great resource for that. But yeah, before we get to some other little tips and tricks on just remaining restful and full of energy and things like that, taking care of yourself, I also want to shout out that April is also Environmental Awareness Month. And next Tuesday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. I actually went to double check that on Google Calendar, and it was actually taken off by the Trump administration from Google Calendar. They did take that off of the calendar. But Earth Day is next Tuesday, April 22nd. So I know.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, it wasn't on my calendar. But what I like to do on Earth Day is get outside, spend time in nature. If you can, this is one thing I like to do, not only on Earth Day, but usually in the springtime too, when all the snow melts, is pick up some of that litter and garbage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wear gloves, use one of those little fork picker-upper things if you can. But yeah, it's also Stress Awareness Month in April. And that's a big one we talk about quite a bit with guests from all different areas and walks of life. But when you think of resting, like, what kind of things do you think about? There's like 10 different types of rest that you can participate in that I just learned about the other day, and someone shared it on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah, but so when I think of rest, I think of like you taking your naps daily.
Yeah, Been doing that for many, many years.
Yeah, so that's like physical rest, and that's like eating, like hitting all of your meals and eating nutritious foods. Some other types of physical rest, like gentle yoga or walking or like a little workout. Mm-hmm. But there's also like emotional rest too. So this is one I think of, like Representative Heather Keeler talks about this a lot, like protecting your peace and just like taking a break from the news. Arvina Martins mentioned this too, from Emerge Wisconsin, like taking a break from the news, just turning it off for a night if you need a break.
Wendy does that really well.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I mean, it really affects her, what's going on. And yeah. I think one of the emotional rest, saying no, you're good at saying no and taking care of yourself.
I try to be. That's a hard one. And that's like good. Comes with setting boundaries too. And if you're not used to setting boundaries,
healthy boundaries,
it can be hard and you can feel guilty for doing that, but it just, you know, it's something you got to learn and do that to protect your peace.
Yeah.
There's also cognitive rest, and this is like non-thinking activities like cooking or binging a new TV show. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are binging the Netflix series North of North right now.
Yeah.
So I want to shout that one out.
Right.
But like beading even, or like doing your craft, something that you can like do while binging a show or something. Like I have ADHD. So if I can like sit there and not think about something and also do something with my hands at the same time, that helps a lot.
Wow. Okay.
But sensory rest too, like lighting a candle, or this could even like include smudging, or like lighting lavender, sage, or cedar.
Right. I do that a couple times a day. You know, I have my sage, and, you know, everybody, we're not Pan Indians, but natives like Ho-Chunks really smudge with flat cedar.
Yeah. Yep. Our cedar. What else? Okay. So moving on to sensory rest. This is something I was discovering. Did we talk about that one? Okay. I think we're continuing.
Yeah. But we didn't finish it up because you know, one of the good things I remember when I first sobered up, somebody told me that if you're feeling a little off, do something different. And one of them was take a bath instead of a shower, mix it up.
Yeah. Yep. That's so relaxing, and like sensory too. So like some people have sensory disorders and like things like low lit areas. Like if you're in a really fluorescent lit area, that can really be bothersome to some people and be like overstimulating. So just kind of like removing yourself from that area if you can. Like I like to have like a house full of lamps. I don't like the overhead lamp on.
Yeah.
So that's a good sensory thing. Weighted blankets, loose clothing is one of my favorites.
I have to wear loose clothing because I'm getting fat.
Well, I mean, that's a little tip too.
Yeah. I'm standing up here, sitting up.
Sweet. What do we have? What else is there? Okay, this is what I had to do more research on, psychosocial rest. And this totally depends if you're an introvert or an extrovert too. Like, however you're, I guess, like resting from social activities or maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Gemini. I get fed by being out. But I also remember for years that I would need downtime by myself to plug in, to rejuvenate.
Yeah. So however that social rest looks for you, if that's solitude, do that. Or if that's hanging out with your friends, stuff like that. Spiritual rest, that's protecting your energy flow as well. Meditation and attending ceremonies for us, like women attending the full moon ceremonies, doing sweat, doing cedar ceremony, praying.
Yeah.
This was one also I looked up, and I'll probably say it wrong now. Altruistic rest.
Oh,
and
that's right.
That was a good try, Dega.
The well-being. I was so close.
You really were. The well-being. This is the well-being for others. So like volunteering, acts of kindness, donating resources or funds, cooking for others. There's also ecological rest, and that's like spending time in nature, listening to ocean or bird sounds. You could even like nurture your house plants or work in your garden or play with your pets.
Yeah. Do all that.
There's also playful rest, like sports, adventuring, hiking, camping. There's creative rest, like painting, singing, beating.
I like it says watching comedy. I like that because if you're laughing, belly laughing, you are, it's a playful rest.
It really is. And like, we are so creative as natives, I feel like. So creative rest is something that we all, I feel like, all really incorporate in our lives, which is great to see. So like painting, singing, beadwork, sewing, making music, dancing, and like photography or carving and things like that.
Yeah, you know, I saw a statistic about photography, and I took photography, had really good film cameras. Yeah. And they said in the first 100 years of photography, there was something like, you know, 5 million or 5 billion pictures. And they said now in each year, there's 5 billion pictures being taken.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I hope those are real numbers. Hey, we don't make stuff up here, do we? Hey, this is Native Roots Radio and Up Ruth. Up next is Ruth Anna Buffalo, and we're going to be talking about the Resource Center and some cool news and things that are happening there. So stay with us. This is Native Roots Radio.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Now showing at MIA, artist Mary Sully was a visionary ahead of her time. Born on the Standing Rock Reservation, she worked in near obscurity between the 1920s and 1940s, creating intricate, vividly colored drawings that blend Dakota heritage with modern life. Now on display at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, experience the first solo exhibition featuring Mary Sully's work and see how her art challenges traditional ideas of Native and modern art. Only at MIA, and always free to visit. Learn more at artsmia.org. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Summer is fast approaching. How will your teens spend their days? Reconnecting Our Roots is a unique opportunity for Native American teenagers from the Twin Cities area. Students will engage in cultural activities and learn about Native histories rooted through Minnesota Mocoche in a welcoming environment. The summer session runs July 14th through the 18th at the Minnesota History Center, and a stipend is available for those who attend each day. Learn more and apply now at mnhs.org/NEI.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we got some great news coming up, and I can't wait to see Ruth Anna Buffalo that we can talk about it. But before we do, we've been talking about how kind of to take care of yourself. And I know there was really a lot of good things there, but we also have a couple other things that are we could maybe bring up before we get Ruth Anna Buffalo on. And I know that they have that Native Nations fashion show coming up in like 10 days. And I know there's a lot of people that go to that.
Yes, this is a huge event every year. This is the Native Nations Fashion Night presented by Minnesota Fund. Mm-hmm. It's going to be next Friday, April 25th from 5 to 11 p.m. It's going to be at the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront Great River Ballroom. That's 11 East Kellogg Boulevard right there in downtown St. Paul.
Yeah.
They have their own Instagram account, which is awesome. They're posting all the artists on there that are going to be showing their work. It's Native Nations Fashion Night on Instagram. The link is in their bio for tickets and everything like that. But this year's fashion show and marketplace is titled I Am Water, Nibi Indo in Miniwan. Sorry, I probably did not pronounce that right. But water has always been a symbol of life, change, and continuity, perfectly reflecting the strength and adaptability of Native communities as we move forward, they say. Like water, we are ever flowing, capable of navigating obstacles, reshaping our paths, and sustaining future generations.
I think we've had a few of these designers on our show, haven't we, over the years?
I think so. I definitely recognize some of these names. This year's designers that are honoring water through fashion at this year's Native Nations Fashion Night. Mm-hmm. We got Amari LaRock, Angela Azur LaRock, and Judy Azur. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. Also, Dr. Sage Davis, Loren Aragon, Shannon Gustafson, and Delina White.
Yeah, that's a awesome event, and I don't go, but I see so many people going, and that was like one of the years ago when they first, I don't know what annual this is, at least four or five, yeah. I think, and that's the first I heard, Haley, of ribbon skirts with pockets.
So iconic and so needed. I like cannot do without a ribbon skirt that doesn't have pockets, but yeah, it's cool that this year's theme is water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't gone yet either. I know NAC's groundbreaking ceremony for their new building, Native American Community Clinic, is happening the same evening, but might wrap up before that. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
It is going till 11, but I'm sure they want you in there when it starts.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I plan on going to that. I don't know. I think I have to sign up or to get a free t-shirt or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. Are you talking about the fashion show?
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking in riddles again is what I'm doing.
I'm like, which one is he planning to go to? Both.
Right. No, Dr. Stately and that groundbreaking. I know Ho-Chunk's donated some money and be good to see that this is going to come to fruition and all the work that's been done by Native American Community Clinic and their crew.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I know we're going to have Ruth Anna Buffalo on here from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Right.
Waiting on her to hop in. Do you want to do Ho-Chunk Word of the Day?
Yeah. Is it going to be Buffalo or Ruth Ann Buffalo or what's it, your bison? What's it going to be today?
No, actually, that's really, I'm glad you brought that up because I actually found this out recently. I don't know how I didn't know this, but buffalo and bison are not the same animal.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know how like NDSU calls their school, it's like the bison.
Yep.
They have it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the actual term for North American buffalo. It's not like, so the North American, it's actually the North American bison, not mm-hmm. buffalo. I think it's the buffalo that's like South Africa or something.
Right. And people that came here, colonizers, to be specific, came here and saw the bison and called it a buffalo. If I remember, if that's how the story went too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so scientific name for bison, they're native to North America, physical characteristics of the bison. So they're the larger ones with the shaggier coat. They have the large head. So mm-hmm. the large head that's native to North America, those are the bison. Then mm-hmm. you have the buffalo, which is also called the African and Asian buffalo. And you can find those in Africa and Asia, like the water buffalo. And those ones have those kind of like curvy horns that go out to the side.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, but, get that worded the day before Ruth Ann comes, or we'll have to quiz her and make her say it.
Yeah. The word of the day is not bison. If you do want the Ho-Chunk word for that, I think that one is Chefchi.
Oh.
Chefchi is how we say bison.
Cool.
Yeah. What did we do yesterday? We said, were we talking about the pigeon? The word for pigeon was Ruchke.
Yes.
Ruchke.
Ruchke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today's word, this is not one of our clan animals, but I decided to choose the rabbit, and the Ho-Chunk word for that is washjink. Washjink.
Washjink.
Washjink. Yeah, but I've...
It is rabbit season, so it's good to bring that up. I know some people have dug into their gardens and have run into baby rabbits, so be careful out there.
Yeah, I've definitely done that before. If you do encounter a little baby rabbit nest or baby washing nest, carefully just move those. You can put like a little towel over a shovel and just kind of gently scoop them up and move them. Don't move them too far, though.
Or leave them and just to put your garden around.
Yeah, you could.
So I got some sage in the backyard, and I have a sage behind my garage, and the one behind my garage is growing now. So that's exciting because I just transported it from a different different area.
Yeah.
And now it's coming in, so I'm really excited. But I know sometimes those wabbits or
Washington
like to chew on it. They think it's carrots or something.
You should plant some carrots around.
Yeah, that's all I need. Well, you know, Haley, I got to just say this, and I don't know if people can tell, I'm a little under the weather here, and Haley's doing a great job running the show here, is that we have so many animals back here now, from crows. We have two raccoons now that come in every night.
Yeah.
And but we have like possum, of course, a million rabbits, chipmunks. Squirrels, you know, and blackbirds, crows, or the crows, or I don't know if it's a crow or the smaller one, raven, but they have me trained. I'll go outside and they'll start hawking at me, and I have to run in and get some peanuts and throw it out. And then
exactly. That's because you guys are feeding them like six times a day.
Yeah.
Wendy puts her little heated beds out there with the.
Yeah, and the heated water. Don't forget that.
Little Snow White. Wendy's little Snow White over there.
Well, I better make sure that everything's full because Wendy's coming home tonight.
That's exciting. Well, remember when Wendy was talking with her fun fact segments and she talked about the pigeon? Because we talked about the Ho-Chunk word for pigeon, which was ruchke, yesterday. Pigeons were highly domesticated by humans at one point, and then we just kind of abandoned them, and that's why they like can't make nests quite as well as other birds because of that and everything.
Wow. Wow. I believe
I that from Wendy.
You do listen to the show.
I try to. It is my job.
We should get you a free t-shirt for doing that. Yeah, it's amazing. There's whole different kinds of pigeons here in New York, and I know there's Mike Tyson. I don't know if you know much about him. But he was a boxer, and he always had pigeons as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, up on the rooftop in New York, or I think he was from Brooklyn.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting. So let's talk about a couple of the last words, and you know which word is my favorite, and I want you to say that word, and that's Arvina's favorite word.
Okay, the Ho-Chunk word for chicken, right?
Yeah. I'll say it like a chicken.
We like that one, bagahke.
Yeah.
But it's really, emphasize on that, bagahke. Ho-Chunks, Ho-Chunk words are a little bit more difficult to pronounce.
Just got my sound effect in there. I like to use it every once in a while.
Thank you. Ingigi.
Or I was going to put the laughter. Oh, no, that's the opposite.
We'll have to figure out the word for crickets.
Yeah, then I can play this. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I want to shout out MIWRC. They had some exciting news today. If you want to head over to their social media and check out that update. I know they had their
Here's an appropriate sound effect for that report. Ready?
Yeah.
Say I want to shout them out again.
I want to shout out MIWRC, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. What was that?
It's kind of the what? Magical.
Okay, what little Wizard of Oz
or something.
Well, they had their weekly drop-in day today. That's every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. where relatives, unhoused relatives, and community members can come for a meal, connect with resources and services, and spend time in community.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and they have some things going on Thursday, too. I know sometimes, Ruth, there's things that happen and she won't be able to get on because they are definitely boots on the ground, Haley, and right in the middle of it. And so we always.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show. CBS News Brief. The CDC reports the autism rate among children rises. CBS's Alexander Tim.
1 out of 31 kids were diagnosed with autism. That's up from 1 in 36 through 2020.
As the Trump administration defies a court order to explain what it's doing to return Kilmara Abrego-Garcia from El Salvador, CBS's Weijia Zhang reports.
The Department of Homeland Security is saying if he can somehow make it from a mega prison, which he is being held in El Salvador, to a port of entry to the United States, then they would be able to facilitate his deportation to another country.
President Trump suggests Harvard University should lose its tax-exempt status for not complying with his administration's demands over the school's policies and leadership. This after the freezing of over $2 billion in federal grants, CBS's Nikki Batiste.
A Harvard spokesperson tells me that the majority of endowment money here is restricted. It cannot be used except for its intended use, and that is often decided at the time that it's donated.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers' starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1, their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics, and a group should be the same way.
That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy. High temperatures well into the 60s. Currently it's 37.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here. The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, you got their new logo up. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll give out t-shirts with that on, or at least a jacket or something.
I saw them get them ready.
Oh, really?
Well, they had them on for the little community baby shower on the little baby onesies. Oh. The logo was on them. It was so cute.
Interesting. Hey, it looks like we're not going to have Ruth on, but there's some great news I'd love to, excuse me a second here, talk about.
Oh, yeah. This was a press release that actually came out today. I was so excited when I saw it. Do you want me to read it, Tega, or do you want to go in?
I'll read a little bit because, you know, okay. I get worn out reading, and then you can jump in on the other part just to pay attention to where I leave off.
Oh, wow. I gotcha.
So, hey, as of today, April 15th, the funding allocation has brought increased resources to the Native community's unsheltered relatives in Minneapolis. The money comes from the Department of Human Service, DHS, Human Service Response
contingency
account designed to address emergent and immediate needs related to health, welfare, and safety in Minnesota. Five Native organizations are receiving these funds to increase their rapid response and direct services programming for unhoused community members. And maybe you can go through who some of these organizations are.
Yeah, those five Native organizations that will be receiving these funds to help out with this direct service will be Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, MIWRC, also Native American Community Clinic, NAC, and Indigenous Peoples Task Force, also American Indian Community Development Corporation, and the Indigenous Protector Movement, IPM.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I know, like, the Indigenous Protector Movement, for instance, as their boots on the ground, they're protecting the neighborhood. It's like the old days of AIM Patrol, and they do that really well. And I give a shout out to Dion and those young warriors that are out there. We have to get them on the show and talk about that, because that's really interesting what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, IPM is doing some really great work. So there was a stat too in here. So although Indigenous people make up only 1% of the population in Hennepin County, studies report that they make up a disproportionate 16% of the homeless population. So these funds will definitely be going to good use that is very much needed in our community.
Yeah, and we know just by having Ruth Anna on every week, we talk about them opening it up, and especially those cold nights. And, you know, I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is a fact, but I know that with these organizations like Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center that have people come in when it's really, really cold, is that there's not as many visible, and I do use the word visible, people out on the streets as they have been in the past. So they're doing something, and they need support, and this is really good to see.
Yes. I also want to go back to April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. This is one of the great resources that MIWRC also has for our relatives. They're actually partnering up with SVC Sexual Violence Center for Take Back the Night, and that is this Thursday, April 17th. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at Memorial Park in Shakopee, Minnesota.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That event is going to highlight some speakers, performances, community, and resources.
Wow, it's too bad that that's Shakopee's kind of a ways for me.
Or for me make too. An altar.
Yeah, even more for you. Hey, so I don't know. Did you see the Native American Community Development Institute posted this? But this is like a poster, I think, made by a Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors group. Their stamp is on it, and it's talking about the kickoff and the parade, and the parade theme being on the first. We talked about strong like our ancestors, and then there's a picture, and the picture has a It looks like people working from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center with a trophy in their hand.
Oh, the Indian Month kickoff parade? Yeah,
where they won the float. And they're in front of, it looks like a Native design bus, which is not their float and not what they won on.
Oh.
But that's cool. Very cool picture.
Yeah. Cool.
And I see Ruth, Anna, and some people in there, too, that look familiar.
Sweet. Well, I know MIWRC is also hosting their second Kids Night Out on April 30th. Put that in your calendar. They're going to be partnering with David Butler to learn about the history of lacrosse and making lacrosse sticks. And there's going to be a meal provided that's going to be April 30th for that second Kids Night Out from 5 to 8 p.m. at MIWRC in South Minneapolis.
Jeez, I'd like to learn how to make a stick. And
cool, huh?
Yeah. Those are cool.
Get the kids into lacrosse again. I know. What is it? Like Twin Cities Native Lacrosse has been huge over the years.
Yeah, they have. And that's run by a Ho-Chunk person here in who lives a few blocks away from me.
We'll have to get on the show soon.
Hey, I got, he gave me a pair of sweatpants that say lacrosse on it. So I'm like, I'm down.
Swagged out. And yeah. We got Angie Vig up next.
Yeah.
Big guitars. We get her on.
Yeah, that's pop her on. That's surprise her because I saw Angie this last weekend and I said, we got to get you back on the show. And there she is with her Vig coffee cup. She's giving a wave with all the Vig guitars in the background. Good to see you, Angie.
Ah, bonjour. Heinepi?
Yeah, that's Heinepi's good morning. And so I feel a little out of sorts. You took a nap. Well, that worked for me. I want to, before we get too deep in it, I want to remind everyone about Vig Guitars on Snelling Avenue. I wanted to say University, Snelling Avenue, and give the address and the hours real quick.
Vig Guitars, we are at 595 Snelling Avenue North. We're like four blocks north of 94. Yeah.
Come on by. Definitely. And you have some added things on there along with your guitars. But now that you're doing some beading at home and selling beading, and it's a great place to pick up some beading swag and some presents and some gifts.
Yeah, I got a case full of my jewelry here. And it's pretty funny because when someone, you know, comes home or is going to go home with a new guitar, I tell them, you better bring her home something.
Nice.
So don't be going home empty handed.
Good one. Well, Vig Guitars has won the silver for Star Tribune's best music and also the gold in 2022 and 2024. So they didn't do that. They didn't win that by just sitting around. You're thinking there, Angie.
Yeah, and we're anticipating the results for this year, so we're so excited to find out who is going to get them this year. So that'll be announced in a couple months.
Oh yeah,
that's,
I voted for you guys.
Oh, right on. Hey, so let's talk a little bit. It was funny. Haley and I were kind of joking about this, but I think you've been on a year ago this week. And we were talking about the weather changes and how people need tune-ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Ted was on with me then, wasn't he? Yeah, he's gone now. Yep. He went to a pipe club meeting. It's so funny. I married a pipe carrier. That's what I call him. He's in tobacco pipes, you know?
Uh-huh.
He goes, there's clubs and stuff that he's part of. And like at home, I'm surrounded by hundreds of pipes and pounds of tobacco. So it's just funny. And then here I'm surrounded by trees, you know? So this is really cool. It's just awesome.
Wow.
Speaking
of
trees,
very sacred.
You know, living in Minnesota, we have these seasons, and right now we are going from the dry winter to the humid time. And
right.
So when that happens, your guitar moves again and then it starts buzzing and I don't know. You'll notice the strings will be really close to the fretboard sometimes, and you'll notice maybe sometimes your hands will hurt from playing, and that's because that your guitar is changing with the weather. You know, these are organic, and people forget that they still think they're trees. You know, so So they move just like we do with the weather. They get dry and then they get moist. And this year we had like record number of crack repairs. And I thought we had it previous years. Now, this was the biggest one yet. People like kept forgetting to humidify their guitars. And we're just coming up where you won't have to humidify them anymore. I mean, it feels a little humid right now. You won't have to start humidifying them until you turn on your furnace. So that's a good thing to remember. When you're cold, you're cold.
That's amazing.
And what happens is, I'm going to show you, this is a beautiful Gibson Hummingbird. But look what happened. I know.
Describe
it to the listeners that it's on the radio, but there's a big crack from the bridge all the way down to the bottom. And that's what happens because the wood shrinks when it's dry. And that's what happens. And that's so sad when that happens to the guitars. So we're going to repair that up.
Yeah, how do you repair that? Now, I just want to say this before you answer that question. We're talking to Angie Big, Big Guitars. It's indigenous owned. It's been serving the Twin Cities metro area since September of 2014 and continues to grow every year. And I just wanted to let everybody know about that, too, now that you know the address.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we just celebrated 10 years in November. Our party was in November. But yeah, we still going strong. You know, this was our busiest year for repairs since prior to 2020. So we're like, oh, thank goodness we're back to where we were prior. Okay. And just, you know, so no, we'll continue to climb again, because that was really hard to catch up from that. But yeah, these guitars are, we have a big lineup right now of guitar repair because we're going, and now it's changing again. So check your guitars out, open those cases and make sure they're okay.
Right on. Hey, well, hang with us for a little bit more. We gotta go for a quick break here and talk a little bit about the other repairs and the kind of guitars you have there, and give a shout out. So it's great to see you, Angie, and this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Ho-wah. Summer is fast approaching. How will your teens spend their days? Reconnecting Our Roots is a unique opportunity for Native American teenagers from the Twin Cities area. Students will engage in cultural activities and learn about Native histories rooted through Minnesota Mocoche in a welcoming environment. The summer session runs July 14th through the 18th at the Minnesota History Center, and a stipend is available for those who attend each day. Learn more and apply now at mnhs.org/NEI.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you 2 go-card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
I love my Toyotas from Rudy Luther Toyota for one simple reason. I can depend on them. You know they keep you safe, and they're incredibly reliable, fuel-efficient, comfortable, and stylish. The Consumer Reports Best of 2025 edition has 10 Toyotas as best buys in affordability. Toyotas are some of Consumer Reports' highest-rated certified pre-owned vehicles, and Rudy Luther Toyota's service department is the one place I take my Sienna for all of its maintenance needs. Toyotas are fantastic vehicles because they're fantastic vehicles. See for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota off of 394 in Golden Valley.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hey,
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
Right on, Angie. Hey, we're here with Angie Big. Yes. We say no in we speak wolf now. We go, ooh.
Yeah.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Angie Big, Big Guitars. And again, if you want to get some more information, bigguitarshop.com, 595 Snelling Avenue, and you're open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Fridays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it sounds like you guys got to get out to your gigs early, so you're not as open there on as late Friday, and you do a lot of work there and have a lot of guitars. Maybe we can talk a little bit about your staff.
Sure. Oh, we're also open Saturdays, 11 to 3. I just want to note that.
Nice. Oh, hey, I didn't scroll down. I didn't scroll down. Sorry. Jeez. Oh, 11 to 3 on Saturday.
That's okay. Man, we got a great staff here. I have a bunch of luthiers, and luthiers are, they fix and build fretted instruments. And they all went to the school down in Red Wing at Southeast Tech. Red Wing, they have a program, it's the guitar building program, and they're one of three, I think now four, but in the whole country that offers that program in Red Wing. Isn't that great? Yeah. So they're all certified from that program. Ted went there in the 80s or late 90s. I can't remember what year he went, the years, but and we're going to be bringing on some new graduates from that program here also.
That's awesome. So you've been there, Haley. Do you have any questions? I know there's a wall of guitars, but you're also fixing guitars. So you have guitars there from beginner to expert?
Sure, yeah. You know, every day something new comes in. And, you know, we do a lot of consigning, so we sell for people. You know, a lot of people don't like Marketplace and Craigslist anymore. So it's a good place to sell your guitars is here. And so we have a great range of guitars, prices, and then varieties and sizes. And it's just a great, you know, we're a repair shop with retail. We have just a lot of great stuff, and we've been actually taking in some estates from musicians that have passed on, but their relatives bring us their instruments, their collections, because they say they need to be played. You know, they need to keep going on, and so we're just happy they entrust us with that.
Right on. And Haley, before you jump in, I just want to ask, what is the parking situation, Angie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have parking right in front, and then we also have a parking lot right on the side of the building. You just have to go around the building to get there, but there's plenty of parking all the time.
Yeah, that's very important, especially that area.
Yeah.
Oh, and back to the employees, we also have, you know, our sales associates. We're all professional musicians here, so we're no dummies here, and everybody's really knowledgeable. Bunch of gear nerds, that's what they are.
Nice, that's awesome. You want to go and hang out in a place like that, and then I think next door you can get a tattoo with a guitar on it too.
Yeah, a great Fluid Ink Tattoos is next door, and then there's a barbershop, Razor Cuts next door, so you can get your haircut, you can go get a tattoo, and go home with a guitar.
Yeah. and some jewelry.
Yeah and some jewelry, of course. Wow, let me tell you, I saw you at the Champlin Powwow on Sunday. That was my first time vending
tabling at a powwow. Yeah.
I chose that one because I thought it'd be small. Oh my god, it was small, I guess, smaller, but there were so many people. I was exhausted. I think I got home, I could barely move. I'll never do that again. I mean, alone by myself. Big respect to everybody who does all the powwows, because that was really crazy.
Yeah, it's hard on your body. You know, we do the store at the fair and at Dayton's, and then we do Shakopee, and that's enough for me.
Gosh,
I know I'm old. I can't lift my arm up and give change because I did it so many times. I got carpal tunnel from rotator cuff.
Well, I saw you at and Rita at the Keto Festival. You were tabling there.
Oh, at the Tattoo Festival, wasn't that great? And you got a really nice tattoo.
Yeah, Joyce did mine.
She did too. Yeah, that was I'm so glad that worked out for Willard. Him and his team, really, it just was so smooth. Everything ran so smooth. And he's great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad so well because they're gonna do it again, I'm sure.
That's what I hear, even though shortly after it was over, when you're really tired and you don't know if you're gonna do it again, he said he's gonna do it again. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they made like a state day out of it. With like a proclamation and everything.
Yeah, the mayor, St. Paul mayor, was down there giving out proclamations. Yeah. I went down there and I saw you too. That was amazing. It was kind of overwhelming. There was so much good stuff there.
Oh, along my with gosh. The tattoos,
they were doing yoga and some of the rooms, and you know, there was a lot happening there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their classes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you been up to, Angie?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Just we've been working. Our new band is really fun. We have a lot of great musicians in our band. We're called the Dirty Half Dozen. And we're looking forward to playing out more. I don't know. Looking forward to, did you see the, I was thinking, I don't know, I was going to send a tape in and a shot to, they're going to do that new series or a new pilot series about a Native community center. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, is that with Bobby Wilson?
Probably. NBC picked it up. And so they're calling for interviews. And one of them is like a 50-year-old woman. And I'm not 50 yet. But I could play one.
I gotta mention that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of fun to try out for that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
Everybody should.
Exactly. Well, we're really into North of North. I don't know if you watched that on Netflix, but that's very funny and very awesome.
Is it? It's in my queue.
Check it out. You'll want to binge on it. It's like 28 minutes episode, and there's 8 episodes.
Not bad.
Awesome. I've been rewatching Rutherford Falls.
Oh, Rutherford Falls, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. The lieutenant governor thought it was about her because her husband, you know, worked for NPR all those years. So it was always funny that she would say that.
What platform is that on right now?
Peacock. I think it's on Peacock. That's what I'm watching it on. Oh.
We had the whole crew on, interviewed them after the first year. It was awesome. Felt really blessed. There was a lot of great talent and people. And, the guy that plays the head of the casino, I didn't realize this until I interviewed him, but he was in Smoke Signals, and he was in that kind of iconic scene in the beginning where they're playing basketball, and he was one of the kids playing basketball in the gym. And,
he's been in so much stuff. God, he was funny too. Oh,
Well, Angie, thanks for stopping in. Really great to see you in community and here on the radio. Again, Big Guitars on 595 Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. And open.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote along with our friend Trigby Olson and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started.
choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WISCCaregiver.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A judge tells Justice Department lawyers she thinks the Supreme Court was quite clear in its decision, saying the Trump administration should facilitate the return of Kilmara Brego-Garcia from El Salvador. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
She's getting down to business, and she's not going to allow any more games by the administration with regard to what, if anything, they have done to facilitate his return.
A CDC study finds another rise in autism among children. CBS's Alexander Tim.
Prevalence has climbed to 1 out of 31 kids in 2022. That's up from 1 in 36 kids from the last release through 2020.
CBS's Weijia Zhang says Harvard is bound to file a lawsuit after feds freeze billions of dollars in funding for refusing to change protest and DEI policies.
Harvard has made explicitly clear that it refuses to comply with what the administration is demanding of them, risking more than $2 billion worth of funding and grants.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany Merlot.